You've found the right frequency. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s to the present day. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. This is all about the joy of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick, celebrating 49 years on the airwaves. This is the Radio Thrift Shop.
Now, where I live here in Northumberland, in Coas County, New Hampshire, there are a couple of rail lines which I enjoy watching and hearing the trains come and go from Stratford or down to Lancaster. So it's been a while since I've done a show of train songs. So why not? This is a good time to listen to the rails. I'm going to start off with an obscure soundtrack to a film called Portrait of a Railroad. And the music is by Michael Small, who also did the music for the film Clute and several others. Here's Michael Small with Portrait of a Railroad, a documentary released in 1974.
Thank you. this gentle land I'm moving through. The air smells good, the sky is soft and blue. 5 miles of wheat fields surrounding me. At night I try to dream, but yellow wheat is all I see. Won't you come down, Annie? You would be having so much fun. The morning's got wild blossoms, the afternoon's got sun. Gentle Annie, gentle land.
Thank you.
7-inch vinyl record by Michael Small, Portrait of a Railroad, here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'm here on WSCS every Saturday evening between 10 p.m. and midnight, so please tune in. You can also tune in anywhere in the world at classicalwscs.org. I am celebrating 25 years on the airwaves here at WSCS, and not 49, but 50 years on the airwaves since I first sat behind the microphone at WUNH. This evening on the Thrift Shop, I'm playing Train Songs.
Here comes a train, I'm on my lonely way. Here comes that train, I'm on my lonely way. If things get better, I may come back someday. I'm just a country singing star. She loves me but hates my guitar. Made it plain, I'd better know I could stay but that guitar goes. Here comes that train, on my lonely way. If things get better, I may come back someday. Train, I'm on my lonely way. Here comes that train, I'm on my lonely way. If things get better, I may come back someday. I'm going back to the farm where the rent is cheap. Ain't got no money, but I still can't eat. Got no money, pay my rent and board. kick me out of doors. Here comes that train on my lonely way. If things get better, I may come back someday. If things get better, I may come back someday. When things get better, I may come back someday.
Issued on Mississippi Records. That's the Railed Band with Moco Jolo. Before that, we heard Link Ray and his Raymen with Soul Train, and we started off with a Forgotten 45 by Eddie Bond, Here Comes the Train. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. It's like having a thrift shop on the airwaves. I'm here at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
Django Reinhardt was a pioneer of European jazz and one of the most influential guitarists of all time. But we almost never heard a note. You're on the Soundbeat. In 1930, Reinhardt was an 18-year-old gypsy living on the outskirts of Paris, playing jazz gigs while his wife made and sold paper flowers. One evening, an overturned candle caught a flower and set their caravan ablaze. He was badly burned, especially on his left hand. He emerged with full use of only two fingers. But as you can hear, it didn't slow him down. From 1942, this is the Quintet of the Hot Club of France with Belleville. How did guitar god Jimi Hendrix honor Django Reinhardt? Find out at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
This is DJ Frederick, also known as North Country Fred. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's never the same program twice. email me with any musical requests for future broadcasts. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com, radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. And I'll see if I can find your request while I'm digging in the record crates.
There was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, and the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and the history has no bounds. As to this burdened country, they came from all around. They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, mills, and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy was turning to the spring, the railroad men grew restless for to hear the hammers ring. Their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day, and many a fortune lost and won, and many a debt to pay. For they looked in the future and wanted to see the sun. Look away, said they, across this mighty land, from the eastern shore to the western strand. Bring in the workers and bring up the rails. We gotta lay down the tracks and tear up the trails. Open your heart, let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Open your heart, let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Behind the blue Rockies, the sun is declining. The stars, they come stealing at the close of the day. Across the wide prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark oceans, in a place far away, we are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun. Living on stew and drinking bad whiskey, bending our backs till the long days are done. We are the navvies who upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, laying down track and building the bridges, bending our backs till the railroad.
land when the railroad did not run. Then the wild, majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green, dark forest was too silent to be real. When the green, dark forest was too silent to be real. And many other dead men too silent to be real.
Quite a train song, but the band is the Transatlantic Railroad. Before that, we heard a very famous song by Gordon Lightfoot, the Canadian Railroad Trilogy. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and you have stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop, where it's never the same program twice. We're cruising up and down the dusty aisles from the past century of recorded sound. And today, it's train songs. Here's Patsy Cline.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, bop, bop. Choo-choo, bop, bop. Choo-choo, bop, bop.
Life is life.
Choo-choo, bop, bop.
A mountain railroad.
Choo-choo, bop, bop.
With an
engineer
that's brave. Must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curve, the fills and tunnels. Never
upon the throttle, and your eyes upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in that praise forevermore. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in that praise forevermore.
Exploring Science in the Sea. For some coral, home isn't where the heart is, it's where the sounds are. A recent study showed that one type of coral prefers to settle on reefs that sound healthy, even if they're not. Young corals, known as larvae, float or swim through the water for a while. When they find a good spot, they drop to the bottom and grab hold. They use several cues to find the best locations, including the lighting and chemistry. And according to the study, one of those cues might be sounds. Biologists recorded the sounds of both healthy and unhealthy reefs in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Healthy reefs are noisy. They feature the clicks of snapping shrimp and the grunts and groans of fish. Unhealthy reefs are much quieter. The scientists placed small groups of larvae in special containers on three reefs. One reef was healthy, with a good amount of coral. The others had less coral and much more algae, which can kill a reef. Researchers played the sounds of a healthy reef to the larvae on one of the damaged reefs. On the other two reefs, the larvae had only the natural sound of the environment. On average, the larvae that were played the healthy sounds were 1.7 times more likely to settle on the reef than those at the other reefs, even the healthy one. So playing a nice lullaby into damaged reefs might lure new generations of coral in the years ahead. Our thanks to T. Aaron Mooney of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution for the reef sounds. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. It's late night radio for the rest of us. Truly, free form, you never know what you're going to hear next.
Stop being so cryptic, man.
Jumped off, I held that bucket in my hand. Ideas that would take me all around the world. I stood and watched the smoke behind the mountain curl. Took me a long time to get back on that train. Now I'm gone and I'll never look back again. I'm gone.
lights flashing by. See me standing in the station in the rain. See me running there beside the car. I left it all behind me and I traveled far. It took me a long time to get back on the train. When I jumped off, I had a bucket full. Long time to get back home.